It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quit time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on The Drive. Russell Barrett, Trey, coming back at you for another 60 minutes. The Top 5 at 5 brought to you by MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. Bear?
Yes, sir. Number one, Denver coach Vic Fangio said on Tuesday the team's failure to use a timeout late in Monday night's 16-14 loss to your Tennessee Titans, Russ, was totally his fault. The Broncos had plenty of other miscues during the narrow loss to open the season, but Fangio's decision to forego using a timeout or two during Tennessee's last possession drew plenty of criticism this morning.
I mean, if you're the Broncos, you should have known when you hired a coach named Vic Fangio. I mean, not to be too judgmental here, but I'm sorry. I could never pull for a team whose coach is named Vic Fangio. I mean, like, we all have like weird names, you know. It's okay. There are weird names everywhere for players, maybe an assistant coach, but your head coach needs to be named Bill or Mike or Steve, you know, a real name. You can't have Vic. Vic can't be your coach. I'm sorry?
Vic Fangio.
That sounds like a porn star. Is that like a 1970s? Like he comes out, he's wearing the leopard print banana hammock. He's got a big bushy mustache. He's like, hey, ma'am, I'm here to change your cable.
Easy there, big guy.
Here to fix the pipes.
Name him Butch.
Well, exactly. I mean, we hired a coach named Butch.
Should have just named him Icebox.
Seriously, think of all the great coaches. Even Bear Bryant's real name was Paul. Can you name me a great coach that a silly name? Like Bum Phillips. What did he ever do?
Bum Phillips?
Yeah.
Knee in the Hall of Fame?
Did he win a Super Bowl? Let's be honest. His name is Bum. He wore a cowboy hat. That's all I know about the guy.
He's a legendary coach for your favorite team.
I mean, did he win anything?
Did he not?
I think so. I don't know. It was before my time.
Yeah, he was the coach of the Oilers, Russ.
Anyway, Vic Fangio. You're never going to win it with that guy. I don't even know what he looks like. If he walked in right now, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know him from Adam. But that's the point. Adam is a real name. Vic Fangio, that's not a real name. That's not a coach's name. You're not going to win with that guy. What are you thinking, John Elway? Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Probably what? Number two. News out of Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton has been reinstated off the 10-day IL list. The Yankees announced on Tuesday afternoon, along with Stanton, New York has placed third baseman Gio Urshela and right-hander Jonathan Lasigia back onto the active roster. What about that?
What about it?
Russell, we're getting healthy right before the playoffs, buddy.
Are the Yankees going to make the playoffs?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I kind of quit watching when they could only beat the Orioles. It was the only, you know, they started that deal where
Drew's the only one watching baseball right now, so I'll defer to him. Drew, is this making any sense? Is this a significant development, the Yankees wire moves here, getting guys on and off the DL?
I mean, it's Giancarlo Stanton, right?
Okay.
One of the best players in the game.
I mean, like, yes, so. But they're also like four games back from first, and I don't. I agree.
Yeah, they're taking 16 teams into the playoffs, dude. Rather than the normal 10.
Yeah, but they would still be the 7th seed, though, even with the 16 teams in the playoffs. Like, there's only a 2-game difference between them and Seattle, so.
I don't know. Maybe stay in your lane, shut the hell up, Drew. Number three.
This has been Baseball Talk on the Drive. Moving right along.
Florida State Seminoles wide receiver G.J. Matthews has entered the transfer portal.
Oh, everything going just swimmingly in Tallahassee, huh?
Yeah, they are. I imagine this is what it felt like for other fans watching us a few years ago when we were just floundering But they are in trouble down there in Tallahassee. Matthews posted on Twitter Tuesday night, thanked the FSU administration, coaches, and teammates and fans for believing in him during the wild ride during his time with the Seminoles.
Yeah, doesn't seem like the Mike Norvell. I'm a little surprised, man. I thought that was a good hire by them, and it's only been one game. We'll give him some more time before we go ahead and pull the plug on it. But, yeah, not off to a great start.
All right, number four. A Power 5 university chancellor and at least one U.S. senator say they are among those that believe the NCAA should limit the amount of money college coaches make. Rebecca Blank, chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, testified in a Senate hearing Tuesday morning. She'd be more than happy to discuss the possibility of an antitrust law exemption that would grant colleges the power to curb the rapidly increasing salaries of coaches in college sports. What is it with all these people in the college sports all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's a good thing that things are going so well in our country and our national politics that our politicians have all this extra time to dabble in sports, you know. It's a good thing that we don't have, like, an entire state on fire or some sort of economic crisis / worldwide plague happening or anything like that. It's really cool that they can go ahead and fix the problems that truly matter.
College sports. And rounding out the top 5 and 5, this is a big one, Russell. I think I can finally get you excited about a world's record. Number 5, a 16-year-old girl in India is seeking Guinness World Records recognition for her latest accomplishment. She wrote 45 words in 1 minute, Russell.
Is that a lot?
By using both hands at the same time.
What?
Adi.
She amphibious?
16, of Mangalore, was recognized as a record holder by the nonprofit school administration organization, LATA Foundation of Rabarilli, Uttar Pradesh, after showing off her ability to write both hands at the same time.
Oh, my God.
You think you can do that?
No, I can barely write with one hand. Oh, seriously, when was the last time you wrote something, like with a pen or pencil?
Like yesterday.
Really? I never write anymore. Whenever I have to write, when somebody hands me like a pen, it's like, oh, sign here, sir. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Isn't there like a card I can give you or some sort of picture or something? My handwriting is so bad. It was never good to begin with, and now it's just terrible. Illegible.
I've got incredible handwriting and penmanship.
That's one of those statements that's either completely true or a total lie. There's no way you have anything close to like average or normal handwriting. You either write like just pure calligraphy or it's like, yeah, dude, did you even pass kindergarten?
No, I really do. I mean, I'm, you know, you're not that much younger than me, but enough. But I mean, we got hammered. My generation did. You don't have to do all that handwriting class.
Cursive and manuscript, and it's
a lost art, a lot of people say.
Yeah, I don't even think they teach cursive anymore in school.
They don't.
Mm-mm. I was looking at my kid, you know, junior, some of junior stuff. What the hell is this? It looked horrible. And then it dawned on me, he's like, he's grown up in the age of tablets and...
Is that an important skill, penmanship, is to be able to write neat and clear?
Yeah. What happens if the power grid goes down worldwide for an extended period of time? You aren't going to have everything to type it out with your little laptop, your little pad.
I'm just saying, like, most of the, like, doctors and lawyers I've ever had to deal with, like, always have really bad handwriting. Like, you ever get a prescription, you're like, yeah, but how is he going to read this at the pharmacy? I need penicillin. He's going to give me Valium.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
There have been cases where
they give the wrong drug.
I don't understand. Yeah, like doctor's handwriting. Like, I think that they should definitely. That's the one job where you should be writing very clear and legible.
It's true.
You get, you know, you misunderstand something they wrote, you could end up killing somebody. Fairly certain it's happened. But yes, I have freakishly good penmanship.
Send me a picture. I prove it.
All right.
As a matter of fact, Trey, you send me a picture as well of your penmanship.
That's not fair.
Write a sentence. It is fair.
That's not fair to Trey. No, it's not.
And Drew and I will be the judge of who has better penmanship.
I suck at writing. I'm not going to. Why? It's not going to make a difference.
Aren't you supposed to be a writer? Aren't you a sports writer?
Yeah, but that's what computers are for.
Well, still, you grew up writing in class and in school, right?
The cursive just always threw me off, man.
Who do you think has the best handwriting on the show? Me, Bear, or Trey, Drew?
Probably you, Russ.
Why you always siding with
Russ?
Wait,
Russ? He just said his handwriting sucks. He went to public school. Trey grew up in South Alabama, and I went to prep school. I'm the champ on this one.
Prove it. Prove it. Put something out there. Let's see it.
I'm sure my public education was a lot better than whatever y'all got up here.
Okay. Okay.
Trey from the top ropes.
Roll down tide.
Exactly.
I challenge you two to a write-off.
All right. Challenge accepted.
You're on now.
What do you want me to write? I'll write something right now and put it on social media. Hold on. Got some paper.
I'm going to write.
I brought my pencil.
Rhymes with.
Give me something to write on.
Just see if my neighbor's home real quick.
I don't feel tardy. Is that the top five at five? Are we done here?
Yeah, we've been done for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, we went down the rabbit hole of penmanship.
Wow. Billy Williford, Bill Will from the morning show, says he has the best penmanship at Fan Run and has sent me an example. And I got to say, it's pretty – now, he does that thing where he writes in all – caps, but like
yeah,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's pretty
disqualifying right there.
It's pretty good.
Billy Williford,
where's yours, Bear? Have you sent it to me?
No, I told you it's the next commercial break.
I'll do it right now. I'll give you this time. What sentence are we gonna
write? I gotta take out a pen. I told you I'm gonna write Russell is a daft.
Oh, man. Let's pick out a nice normal sentence, and we all write it, and then we'll let the people decide who has the best penmanship. How about that? It'll be the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day.
See, when you do that, and there's some bias that's going to play into that.
I won't say – listen, we won't say whose is who. We'll just have three pictures. We'll number them 1, 2, and 3, and the audience will respond who's they think is best. How about that? Fair enough for you?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
Bark, 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 bark. I knew you'd do this. You won't pull the trigger. You're not even going to participate.
I will after the commercial break.
Where does this rank on the lamest competitions and challenges ever thrown down on the drive? Who has the best handwriting?
I'm going to beat your ass in a writing contest.
It might be number one. This might be a new low, which is really saying something for this show. This might be a new low.
I know one thing I could rip y'all apart in life, and that is bowling.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like an average
bowler.
I'll bowl like one or two frames, then I get bored. I'm way too ADHD to. I've always hated bowling. Boring.
Folks, I wish you could bet on this. If you could, this would be great for my bookie. Bet on who has the best handwriting on the drive. But if you want to bet on, you know, real sports, you can do that too. And this is unprecedented times. We might never have a better time to wager than right now. You got the NFL underway. You've got college football happening. You've got Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL. Everything is happening. This has never happened before in the history of American sport. It's unbelievable. Now is the time to get off the sideline and get into the action. Head over to mybookie.ag. Get in the game. Use promo code Knoxville. Use promo code Knoxville to activate the double your first cash deposit bonus. Promo code Knoxville, mybookie.ag. Go online today. You play, you win, you get paid. Now, see, now I've got, like, here's the thing. Like, the Hayden Wallen wants to get in. He says he has the best handwriting.
I imagine his is very feminine.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, he just looks like big loops, you know, on his L's.
Yeah. I mean, Wallen's the guy that carried his notebook across his chest, you know, with, like, his arms, like yeah. Charlie Coyner did on the sideline. Yeah.
Charlie Coyner, you know, reference on the show. I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Derek Dooley's special teams coordinator.
Yeah.
I've got binders full of plays. Yeah, like Mitt Romney's binders full of women. Charlie Coyner's binders full of special teams plays.
Is Hayden still on John's show?
Yeah. He's their producer now.
Oh, I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that.
Hayden looks like the kind of guy that, for his lowercase eyes, draws a big circle for the dot.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Maybe a heart. Yeah. Maybe he's writing a love letter to his girlfriend. XXOO. Oh, I love you so much, honey. Hayden Wallen. What a dullard.
The clown. He screwed up the podcast more than once.
He did. He did. He did. So, that's where we are. That's the levels we've sunk to. Man, we need Tennessee football to kick off soon.
We're not far away, man. It's pretty crazy. Like,
11 days.
Like, think about where we were.
December 15th.
We should be talking
about whether or not we beat Oklahoma or...
Yep.
Spencer Rattler just bent us over. I can't stand that guy. Spencer Rattler.
Would Spencer Rattler have shredded us the other night?
Probably. We wouldn't have had our secondary. We wouldn't have had our secondary.
Yeah, he's right.
What are you talking about?
We wouldn't have had McCullough out there.
If we're playing him, I'm thinking that it's a no COVID. This is a no COVID hypothetical, in which case we would have our secondary. And we would have laid the smack us down on Oklahoma.
Well, we would have been better. Who'd they play? Missouri State? Something like that? I mean, we would have.
Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, we would have been more competitive than whoever they played the other night.
I mean, we could have rolled out there with Rick Butler playing quarterback, and he could have probably torched. Who was it? Southwest Missouri State?
I don't know, man. I think. I'm guessing that guy's. He was a five star. He got to redshirt last year. It's Lincoln Riley. It's Oklahoma. I'm sort of penciling them in. I'm penciling in Oklahoma and Clemson and whoever wins the SEC, the college football playoff. And assuming the Big Ten gets going, if Ohio State or Penn State runs their table, I would put them in. That'll be your college football playoff. No?
I mean, it depends on whether or not, you know, is the Big Ten going to be able to get it started in time to get enough games in to qualify?
They're probably only going to play at games. And we'll raise a stink about how unfair it is. But if Ohio State goes 8-0 and they beat Penn State and Michigan, they'll probably be in the playoff.
They shouldn't be, but.
No, they shouldn't.
I think Tennessee. Here's the thing that I hate. Until this season starts, all Tennessee football hypothetical, would we beat this team, whatever conversation, all comes back to Garantano. All roads lead back there. Because, yes, I feel like we would have slowed Oklahoma down. I don't think they would have hung half a hundred on us. But they probably would have scored in the 20s at least, if not the 30s. So we'd have to go toe-to-toe. We'd have to put points on the board. And anybody who says – oh, yeah, Garantano can definitely do that is lying. We don't know that. It doesn't mean he can't do it. It just means we don't know. So.
I'll tell you who could.
Bailey.
Oh, man.
Rocket arm quarterback out of Georgia named Harrison / Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
HB, the H-bomb.
I can't do this all season. I really can't.
The boy comes out and starts sucking it up, Trey. Yeah, it's going to be a long ride for you and the rest of the Gratno backers, the GBs.
In my mind, I'm just going to be thinking every time, you know, if Garantano throws one incomplete pass, I'm going to have Bear in my head. Well, put in Bailey.
That's, number one, that's not how I talk. I'm South Alabama. Number two, it's not just one incompletion, but yeah, if he throws one of his patented 100-mile-an-hour worm-burning fastballs at Eric Gray's feet and it fumbles out of bounds and we lose 5 yards on the first play of the season, yeah, I'm probably going to say something to you, Trey.
We need some odds on what the first play of the season is going to be, a run up the middle or a screen pass.
If it's a screen pass, then Cheetos and Skullcan should be fired immediately after watching this. You know what we do every year, throwing screen passes with Guantanamo. I don't know.
Stay with us.
Maybe they'll throw deep to Weidman. That'd be awesome.
The drive continues. Fan Run Radio, Russell Barrett, Trey Cruz along with you on a Tuesday afternoon edition of the show. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Your phone calls on the other side. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. Man.
Taking a picture of my handwriting. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. 5:25 on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, I made a serious vocational error somewhere along the way growing up, but I'm 40 now. I've made my bed and I have to lay in it. All right, let's send this. Since it says, neither of you cowards stepped up. Here's my handwriting. Beat that. Beat that, boys. I sent it in the group text. Yeah. Read it and weep. What? It looked like something a 4-year-old wrote?
It's a beautiful handwriting. Where's the G and the R and the I?
I just kind of shimmied them together.
And what the hell is B-E-A? Is that a U or an O?
It's a U. Do you know how to spell beautiful, you moron?
Yeah, you dimwit. But I'm just saying, you're not really giving it to me.
Okay, well, beat it. I put myself out there. I will. I'll do it at the break. That's my bear. I'll do it at the break. Did I see anything? No, of course not. Of course not. Never come through on any challenge. Daryl Middleton's not opting out. Is that the best news of the day? That is the best news of the day, right? The best news of the day was when Gostkowski made his field goal at about 1:30 in the morning. The second best news of the day was when Daryl Middleton decided that he's coming back. I know that was I tricked you there. But, I mean, hell, it's been a good day. Titans win. Defensive lineman announces he's coming back. They say good things happen in three. I don't know. Do they say that? They should. What's up?
Happen in threes.
We got practice. Maybe we have a good practice report tonight.
Probably not, but that's okay. I mean, we could. I don't know. I usually give them to y'all about 11:30. So if you're up, maybe.
All right. Trey sent in his handwriting sample. It's not bad. That's not bad. I'm not going to pick yours apart the way you did mine. I feel like you and I are about the same.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I feel like we both have passable handwriting, partially legible handwriting. Like, I can read yours, you can read mine.
Yeah.
It's not pretty,
yeah,
but
we could definitely forward some checks.
Yeah, you think this is better than you think you're better than this, Drew? I mean, you're the most recently in school. Did you guys have to do when you were in school? Are they still doing like those tests where it's an essay? They give you the blue book and you like got to open it and write.
No.
Oh, those were the worst. Yeah. Be writing an essay for like an hour.
I think my handwriting might be better from both of y'all's.
Well, it should be. You're still a young man. You're still in school.
Yeah, but like we use like computers for
you
everything.
You never write
like,
anything.
Like I don't think I've written a single thing in college, honestly.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Bear's right. What happens when World War III breaks out and the entire grid goes down and you guys are like, you're going to have to take care of us when Bear and I and Trey, when we're all old and we can't run the world anymore and you guys are running the world and like you have to take care of us and everything and there's no internet. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
We'll bring back the typewriter.
Bring back the typewriter. That's
It'll
your plan.
Make a comeback. Yeah.
That's your plan. I'll bring back the typewriter. Okay.
It's not like he's Michael J.
Not filling me with a lot of hope and optimism about the future.
We'll be all right.
Waiting on a Big Ten decision. Maybe that's the third thing. I mean, if you're just a college football fan, Nebraska official caught on an open mic earlier today saying they're going to make the Big Ten football announcement at some point tonight. So, I guess at this point, I mean, it's 5:30. That could be coming down any minute now.
So I guess the school board in Shelby County, thanks to who sent me this, can't get right. On a big orange boy on Twitter just sent me something that said the Memphis is still not going to play football. They're postponing fall athletics.
For Shelby County?
Yeah, Shelby County.
Why?
They turned off their replies. That's such a crack move.
They're just ate up with virus out there?
Yeah, this is the superintendent, the athletic. Yeah, this is Dr. Joris.
Well, I mean, are there hospitals overrun? Because, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I feel like we're ate up with we always have like 2,000 active cases here in Knoxville. It's been that way for a month, month and a half, something like that. The hospitalization, like everything has been steady for a month, and we're just sort of rolling with it. Like it's okay. I know the people in the hospital are not okay, but we've decided this is what we're going to do. Is it like mad in Memphis? Do they have people lining up in the halls of the hospital and all that stuff? Because I feel like until you get to that point, what? Drew's laughing at me. Am I being insensitive here?
No, I'm laughing at something completely different in the chat.
I just feel like at this point, that's the only reason that we should pull the plug on football or anything else. If the doctors at the hospital who are taking care of these folks are like, look, we're working around the clock, we don't have any more room, that's the only reason that we should do anything. How about this? This is Knox County. Is that Dr. Burks was apparently in Knoxville today.
Really?
Yeah. Visiting with UT. And Knox County, according to WBIR, could stop alcohol sales at 10 p.m. to deter COVID super spreaders.
Are they going to include restaurants this time around? Or are they going to act like they aren't bars?
There'll be a lot of mad people making beer runs about 11 o'clock if that goes through. Could they not just make it one of those things? Remember when we were all like short on toilet paper and they said you can only buy one thing of toilet paper? Can they not do that where it's like, listen, you can only buy one case of beer, right? So that people can't go in and just, I guess they would just send in like five of their friends and get as many cases as they need.
Where are you seeing that at, Russ?
WBIR.com. Mm. The focus on stopping COVID-19 in Knox County is taking a more targeted approach as health leaders look to deter, quote, super spreading events like house parties.
Okay.
I'd say Bear's handwriting is pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Read it. What does it say?
There's a bunch of curse words. You can't repeat it.
Dang it. I was trying to set you up.
He's going to read something I wrote.
Well, yeah. It looked like Ron Burgundy over here. I was If it's on the teleprompter, I'm going to read it.
Trying to get you.
So they're worried about house parties? So now they're going to close liquor stores at 10 o'clock.
Well, I just feel like, look, both of them.
Take a more targeted approach. I'm reading the article here. Shut the campus down at 10 o'clock. Have to shut the whole county down. I mean, the rest of the county, I mean, I'm out and about. I'm a hip dude, Russ.
Well, here's the thing. When I see these pictures of
– air gets around.
When I see these pictures of the bars on the strip and they're lined up out the door and they're jammed in there like sardines and they're doing their college thing and everything, I look at those pictures and I think these kids are dumb. They're irresponsible. They're stupid. But I also think that hardly any of them are having any sort of serious problems with the illness. Like, I haven't heard of one single person in Knox County. Like, you can say, okay, these kids are dumb. They're not taking it seriously. And they're, you could say that, but also say, you know what? If that's what they're going to do, as long as they stay on campus, go ahead, knock yourselves out. Do what you're going to do.
The problem is they don't. They travel. You know, that's why I call it super spreading. I mean, they know they don't.
Yeah, but they've been in, and I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I feel like we've been saying that. Oh, wait 2 weeks and the numbers. Wait 2 weeks and the numbers. Wait 2 weeks and the numbers. Well. Like I just said, the numbers have been very steady in Knox County for well over a month now. Yeah, it's gone way up from where it was over the summer when it was just like 30 cases, 40 active cases, something like that. Now it's been like right around 2,000 active cases, give or take 100, 150,
right,
for like 2 months now.
I mean, I know that the overpacking bars, I mean, scares off, you know, one of the CDC reports that the Sturgis rally, that they estimate there's probably 250,000 cases that ended up coming out of that, you know, that one 10-day biker rally up in South Dakota. So, I don't know. I mean, you can see both sides of it.
Yeah.
Got some good news for you guys.
Is it breaking news?
UT football related?
It's not. No, don't go to the breaking news desk, please.
Oh, we haven't been yet, Trey. Right. I'm one to go. Do we need to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. What do you got, Trey Wallace?
Running back Eric Gray has returned to Tennessee's.
Oh, football.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
First appropriate breaking news you've had in months, Wallace. Way to go, man.
Yeah, what does that say for you that, like, you weren't sure on that one, but it's like the Big Ten commissioner farted. Let's go break that one down. Like, what does that say for your news value recognition?
Tennessee just posted a video and Eric Gray was going to the Oklahoma drill. So
beautiful.
Yeah. Damn, he ran over him. If y'all see this video, my goodness.
Hey, they've had him locked up in quarantine for 2 weeks. He's ready to pummel somebody.
Caged panther.
Unleash the beast. Okay. Yeah. So that's the third thing. Titans win. Daryl Middleton's playing. Eric Gray is back. Hang the damn banner! It's coming up, Tennessee. Hold on just a minute. Make sure my cup is securely fastened. I had just fall off the turnip truck yesterday. I'm a Tennessee fan from way back in the day. I know when to fasten the cup. And if you haven't fastened your cup after a good day like today, well then, you're just not a real Tennessee fan, are you?
We got Darrell Middleton's coming back. Eric Gray's back at practice.
Titans won. Say it, Bear. The Titans won. Your Titans. My Titans.
They're
our
not
Titans.
My Titans. They haven't been since they traded one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks to our arch rival.
Bear, that was 10-plus years ago. He's dead. Like, he died, man. Like,
it worse that he died. He died a Raven, Russ.
He didn't die a Raven. He didn't die. He was in Nashville. When he got murdered. I mean, granted, like it was. He was in Nashville with a beautiful young lady.
A little crazy.
A little crazy.
It wasn't his wife.
Like you like him.
I don't like him that crazy.
Well, just saying, man.
You listen to all his podcasts about that whole deal.
They say, like, it was gang-related or something. All kinds of conspiracy theories. It wasn't gang-related, man. He was just fooling around on his wife like a lot of rich athletes do. And he got caught up.
He's a gifted athlete, like a lot of dudes do.
Flew too close to the sun, man. Got some cray-cray, as the kids say. Do the kids still say that, Drew? Cray-cray, is that still a thing?
No, they do not say cray-cray.
Okay. All right, sorry.
They still say she's mental.
Yeah, they say she's mental.
Really? They say mental?
Yeah. Mental.
That's
what they said back in my day. Mental case, man. Stay away from her. Your house
did y'all happen to see what Jimmy Butler did, according to this new article? Jimmy Butler brought a French press into the NBA bubble and started running his own coffee business out of his room. Everything is $20 and no IOUs. He also filed a trademark application to register the logo for his coffee hustle.
I guess when you're in the bubble, you ain't got no time, man. You have too much time on your hands, and you just got to come up with.
Jimmy Butler's always hustling.
Weird things to. So they're still playing. I mean, that's kind of a big story, right? The Heat, they've.
Yeah.
Who's still playing? I've just completely lost track of the NBA playoffs.
Game 7's tonight.
Who are they playing?
Hell, I don't know. let's see. Tonight you have got Heat versus Celtics little Grant Williams.
Grant Williams, okay. And this is the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes.
That's game one.
Game 7 of the Western Semis. Okay. Nuggets Clippers at 9 o'clock.
That'd be cool if the Nuggets upset them.
Gotta be awesome.
I'm tired of Kawhi. He was cool last year. Now when he went for the big money grab and went to become a starlet in L.A., I don't like him anymore. He's not cool anymore. Give me the Nuggets tonight.
I like they really trusted Grant Williams the other night, man. He was playing some late minutes.
Winner gets the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I guess Clippers-Lakers would be pretty cool in the Conference Finals. Has that ever happened before? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Take a quick timeout. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this.
The Drive.
Clippers have never made the conference finals in their history. Also, here's another nugget from listener John Acree. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Doc Rivers has also blown two 3-1 series leads. If they lose tonight, that would make it a third. A good look for Doc Rivers. Do you remember the player Steve Rivers, his nephew that played here back in the early 90s, Bear?
Yes, Russ, I do. I'm very familiar with Steve Rivers.
Played on some bad teams, man.
Carlos Grove.
Yeah.
They got in trouble for weren't the two of them really fond of Mexican Marlboros?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not a grass expert.
It's the early 90s, man. There's a lot of that going around at that time.
I wouldn't know about it.
Let's see. What else? I had one more thing. Let's get D.R. Vall in here. One more thing. What was it? I don't know. Let's go back to the phones. D.R. Vall is up next. Good afternoon, D.R. Vall.
Good afternoon, guys. Now, you're talking about that Nuggets-Clippers game. You can pick up some pretty good odds right now if you pick the Nuggets on my bookie because I just put a few bucks down on them.
What's the line there?
I'm like bad on a line. It's like plus 200 and something. I don't know. I put down like
$10 you bet the money line.
Yeah, he added the money line.
Okay. Well, may the force be with you tonight, D.R. Vol.
Well, you know, on top of the Titans winning last night, I did parlays, and I profited a little over $100 last night for the Titans Steelers game. So I'm I'm pretty on cloud nine with my bookie right now.
Well done, sir. My bookie folks, that D.R. Vol and Jamie maybe Sean. Actually, all of y'all are patronizing our fine sponsors. Appreciate y'all going to mybookie.ag and having some fun for us.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate y'all helping me make some money. You know, you're talking about Aaron McNair. Do you think that's what Jack Nicholson meant by dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight, the way he went out?
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts! Greatest Batman movie of all time.
He was by far the greatest Joker. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix knocked it out of the park, but I don't think he was like Jack Nicholson.
Joaquin Phoenix, he kind of just basically ripped Heath Ledger's.
Oh, Heath Ledger was good. I thought they're all good, but I mean, come on, man. It's Jack. One of the GOATs right there. Maybe the GOAT.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So the way this is, you know, I was watching the Titans game last night, man. I wish they'd just leave the artificial noise out. I could hear Tannehill last night and all of that. With the college games, are they still going to pump in crowd noise even though they're going to have 25% capacity?
We were talking about that yesterday. I don't think the SEC has put out a firm policy as far as – and I think what they play in the stadium is probably more important as far as what happens in the game. But can you pump in crowd noise inside the stadium? And then will ESPN be pumping in crowd noise on the TV? There's a couple of different things that could be happening there.
I don't like it. Like I caught myself during the Saints-Buccaneers game getting pumped up when it was starting. Oh, my God, the crowd's getting nuts. And I'm like, okay. Not even real. Like, to me, if I was a player, if they're going to pump in the noise, I would want it pumped in not just the TV, but where they could hear it too. I mean, I know y'all talked about it before. That's got to kill their momentum.
It's you're just going to have to be prepared for it, and I'm surprised the SEC hasn't made these announcements yet about what exactly can happen. I mean, I feel like it's going to be – really obnoxious. It's already obnoxious playing South Carolina the road here because they got that rooster crowing in the whole game. But if they're blaring crowd noise with music and that rooster like right up to the snap and then they cut it off and it's echoing throughout a mostly empty stadium, that's going to be really distracting for Tennessee. And I'm not whining about it. I'm just saying that if that's what's going to happen, they need to know, not just for Tennessee, but all the road teams playing in the SEC so that they can work on pumping in the crowd noise at practice so they can be ready to have their silent snap counts and audibles and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I can see it now. Playing in Georgia, that stupid light show going on with pumped in crowd noise. I mean, their epilepsy is going to be massive on the team.
That's all you need, your quarterback going into an epileptic fit right before the snap in the fourth quarter. That's nice.
Yeah, that'd be real nice. Guys, that's about all I got. I'm hoping for that Nuggets win. Make me a little more money tonight.
All right, man. Good luck. Good luck, D.R. Vol. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. You want to jump in here while we got a minute?
Whew. Getting some crazy pictures from down in my neck of the woods.
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you, Trey. Okay, so I was just watching – I saw the pictures from Pensacola, and the Gulf Coast is, I mean, they're over the barrel right now. Not good.
Yeah, well, we're getting, I'll send you some pictures right now. We're getting a lot. The problem is it's not the wind speed, it's the rain, and the fact that this thing is only moving at 2 miles per hour. So we're just getting dumped on right now. I just sent y'all some pictures. It's pretty crazy so far, and the bad part about it is, this thing's not coming ashore for another 12, 15 hours. So.
I saw in Pensacola they had a barge that, like, ran into a bridge or something down there.
Yeah. They lost control. It got loose.
I've got
all hell broke loose.
I got several friends, or a couple of friends that live down in Pensacola, and I'm worried about. So, yeah, I think it's just grinding away, isn't it?
Huge. Yeah, my dad had to take his little boat out of the water, but also had to work on his dock. He's got a little dock in his backyard, and it's not – it's I don't know. It's not going to be good over the next 24 hours, especially if this thing just sits on top of the Gulf Coast. And, yeah, thoughts and prayers go out to them. Hope everything works out. So, I don't know.
Bear, I'm surprised we have not mentioned this yet this week. I can't believe we missed this. But
what's that?
Extraterrestrial life evidence found on
Venus. Yes. In the atmosphere. Yes.
Of all places. Like, you always expect the to be found like millions of light years away. It's right next door.
Yeah, but it's not. Most people, if you say they've discovered life, they're expecting like some type of creature.
Yeah.
What they found was a gas that is usually indicative of some kind of chemical process with something alive.
So what do you think, man? Should we make a beeline for Mars? Should that be the big thing right now, like planets on fire? That's what Elon Musk says. He wants to go and like build oceans and stuff on Mars and just turn it into Earth too.
I mean, Elon Musk is an idiot, Russ.
He's an idiot. He's one of the richest men in invented. He's eccentric. He's a weirdo, but I mean, his cars are pretty cool. His rockets are pretty cool. You don't be that smart, that intelligent, that driven, and not be a complete and total whack job, right? You're just going to be a big weirdo.
Yeah, typically those guys are. Yeah, on that level.
But he did it. He's like, I'm going to send rockets out into space. People are like, yeah, whatever. And he did it. He's like, my rockets.
I don't know that even he's got the money to safely fund the kind of.
Well, no. I mean, it's going to be like a big – it's got to be a big thing, man. Got to lean into it. Put some elbow grease. Maybe that's what we need to do, all this division.
Maybe a trillion-dollar investment.
That's what I'm saying. All this division in our country.
I mean, it takes like a year to get there. I mean, talking two-year trip around trip.
Yeah, well, you and I aren't going. I mean, they're going to send real men, you know, people who like can actually do stuff. We'll be down here talking about it.
You wouldn't want to
host
a drive for Mars? I wonder what the lay on that would be.
It'd be a minute.
So have y'all seen the thread going on with Ohio State football right now?
No, we're talking about Mars, Trey.
I think nobody cares. I think if you're going to go to Mars, Bear, you have to be single. You have to be a great – like, you know, leave your family. I mean, you saw that movie with Matt Damon. You're not going to have, like, a broken leg. You're screwed.
Yeah.
I can't grow
his way out of it.
Yeah, I can't grow potatoes and live on Mars for a couple of years while they come up with a plan to come save me.
You could do it for a year.
How are you going to grow potatoes?
Well, just figure out the way he did it in the movie.
He's a scientist, Ray. He's a smart guy. I'm sitting here talking to you knuckleheads. What am I going to do?
Just use your crap.
Use my crap. Okay, that's good.
That's what he did in the book and in the movie. Actually, Trey's right. He did.
What quickly we got less than a minute, Trey. What's going on in the Big Ten? Are they going to play? They're going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should get an announcement tonight. So Ohio State put out whatever.
Boom.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
All right, boys. Are we good here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big thanks to Drew Nicholson for all his hard work behind the scenes. Stellar performance by him. Once again this afternoon, another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the Books. Overtime, coming up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. Fan.